Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes.
My name is Joe.
My name is Joe as well.
You partying?
Welcome back to the 1990s rave scene.
The rave on. How have you been?
Really well, thank you. Really nice. I'm the only person pretty much in my life who hasn't got ill in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everyone's going on about it.
Something's going around though, isn't it?
Something's going around.
Something 24-hour bugs.
You got it, 24-hour bugs.
I had it for 24 hours, it's a shame.
You got
it. Look at me, I'm fighting fit, although I sound a bit more sexy, don't I?
You definitely sound sexier. Yeah. And you look the same.
I look exactly the same.
Which is already 10 out of 10 sexiness, so what could you have improved?
We haven't had a podcast since the live show went on sale for about 2 hours.
Oh, bragging, aren't we? Yeah. Us. Humble brags.
And it sold out pretty quick. But to be fair, it was the patrons doing a lot of the heavy lifting there. Yeah.
And if you want to be in with a better chance of getting tickets to the next live show, extra podcasts, extra live shows, Sloppy Joe's feature, all of that good stuff, make sure you check out the Patreon, Sloppy Joe's, on Patreon, patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's podcast. Thank you to everyone who's bought tickets. Sorry to people who've missed out. We'll be doing more live shows in the future.
Yep.
But Sloppy Joe's Live is coming on the 3rd of December in 53-2 Theatre in Manchester.
Yeah, we will film it as well, but you can only watch it if you're a patron.
Yes.
So if you missed out on tickets, you're like, oh, I couldn't get there. Or you're a patron from who lives far and wide. You've got patrons all over the place.
Of course.
Cornwall.
Yeah.
Ethan James, everybody.
Ethan's here.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Give us a random city.
Oh, sorry. What was the question?
Well, do both at the same time. Give us a random city, then ask. Tell us how you are.
A random city?
Yeah.
Venice.
Nice.
And yes, I'm very well. Yeah, thank you for everyone to come to our show. I didn't expect that it would sell out. Never mind so quickly.
You did say if it sold out in 24 hours, you would consider doing a sort of strip montage, Magic Mike style dance at the end of the show for us all.
I don't recall that was a bladder at the time.
I remember him saying something like that.
Yeah.
I thought he said, I'll take off an item of clothing for every ticket that sold. Didn't he? And he said, if I've got nothing on, each ticket sold is just one thrust.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one tug.
No. What have you been up to this week? You pushed the boat too far.
No. I've been well. I've been doing a lot of work, a bit all over the place.
I can tell that. I feel that energy from you today.
But everything's going okay. The quiz is. I do my quiz in Withington.
This pub quiz you do on a Wednesday night is like nothing I've ever seen. No offence to you, and I don't mean this in an offensive way. You're not a celebrity, are you?
No.
You're someone that does bits and bobs on radio on this and that.
Yeah,
you're not someone that's like of notoriety.
Okay, yeah.
No offence.
No, I agree.
And yet, this pub quiz, it says on the sign, like printed outside the pub, Joe McGrath's famous pub quiz.
Mate,
like, it's why? I've never known the quizmaster get his name on the bill before.
And look how well it's turned out. There was 255 people in the pub the other day. Yeah. I made a bold claim.
And then when
claim,
you got in, it was almost half of that, which is still great.
No.
Oh.
I made a bold claim that probably may have been one of the busiest pubs in Great Manchester that night. Who else has got 255
Joe, you are so bold.
In?
You're like Aristotle or fucking Archimedes, aren't you?
Yeah, I am bold.
And I doth proclaim boldly, if I may say so myself, that in Withington doth one of the busiest pubs in Manchester on that night.
It's a shame.
So bold.
Our work clashes, doesn't it? Because you do late stuff on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you've never had the opportunity to witness one of the wild pub quiz.
There's nothing I would love more than to come to that pub quiz.
We do a teabagging competition.
Is this at the pub?
This is at the pub. Just a little game to break things up. Get a tea bag and a pint glass. 2 extra points for your team, ladies and gentlemen.
We're not there now, you don't need to.
How many tea baggers have we got in? Could you be a tea bagger, Ethan?
Could I be a tea bagger? You were once on stage, if I remember you saying on an earlier podcast.
Tea bag that guy in the face.
What do you make of Joe McGrath bringing features from his other work into Sloppy Joe's? Teabag game.
I guess.
Bit rude, isn't it?
I guess we do that for Stretford Paddock, Joe. So.
Yeah. Ethan, let's remain on teabagging, not the throwing
nice
time.
Sanity.
Yeah. Have you ever teabagged someone?
No, I've never done that, Joe, no.
Not even in Call of Duty online?
Oh, I guess I have then. Yeah, yeah.
That's a throwback. That is a throwback. How much to let me or Joe teabag you?
First of all, who are you picking?
I think Drew McGraw would be sweatier, so I'd want to stay away from him. So probably you, Drew.
Aww. Isn't it so nice when someone tells you that they'd rather you teabag them than someone else?
Do you think you're more you're less hairy down there? Do you trim a lot?
I do tend to trim a lot. I trim that thing to within an inch of its life.
Really?
Yeah, a mixture of Manscaped and just outright blade work.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can, because I actually use them. And just general blade work.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know, like a Gillette?
Yeah.
Mac.
But you double up on the different blades?
Because for different areas.
What you...
If you were to delve into my nether regions, it looks like a patchwork quilt or the Netherlands from above. You know, all the tulip fields of different colours.
Yeah, wow.
So we've got
like Leicester City's ground manager has been over your balls.
Exactly. So on the upper thigh, we've got maybe a grade 7 or 8.
What? Yeah. This is weird,
A steady taper from knee to nut.
Yeah.
Yeah? So longer at the knee, you wouldn't know anything was going on. Hang on a second, what's going up under the short line? Oh, yeah, he's tidied it up. Sure.
Nice.
Then where leg meets under gusset, you know that little...
Gusset's a weird word.
Under gusset between nutsack and buttsack.
Oh.
We are smooth as a bone.
Love it.
Yeah? Like an ice luge at a sort of 90s kind of Wall Street party. Yeah? You could pour vodka down that thing.
Could you?
Ball bag. Very much the same. Then as we go to sort of the north side, sort of the mustache area, above the nose, if you will.
Yeah.
Or below the nose. Ooh. Now we're talking about maybe a 2 grade.
Below the nose, but not...
A 2 grade.
Yeah.
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 The overall sort of the forehead, maybe, as you could call it.
Have we reached the bell end yet?
The bell end is, predictably hairless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone classic on that. And then basically from that up to the belly button, we take a scissor.
You do not scissor your belly button.
We do.
You scissor your belly button?
Yeah.
That's so mad.
It's a 2 to 3 hour process, 4 times a week.
I'm like, sure.
Yeah, it's like Eddie Murphy getting ready for Nutty Professor. I'm basically in hair and makeup most of my day. God, does it look good.
You don't do what Joe does. You just do like one size fits all kind of vibe.
Well, when we got that Manscaped, which was very useful, thank you very much. Well, I got one. I still use that, so I keep it in good shape with that.
Hold on, Ethan got one.
Yeah, I was meant to say about that.
What's going on here?
They sent a couple
in. I didn't get him one.
They sent a couple in and Ethan wanted it.
Did you have one as well?
I got one. Hold they only on. Sent How two. Many
they only sent two?
Yeah, but you did.
Why was this not up for debate?
We thought you looked like the sort of person that, you know, if anything, you could do with keeping the hair.
I bought a ball trimmer, which was just a classic trimmer, about 2 years ago. And this is a genuine story. It came fully charged.
Oh, dear.
And it's, you know, still got 60% battery. Because it tells you on the side.
You've never trimmed it?
I've always trimmed it.
But you've never charged it?
Well, because you're not there for long. You're vroom, 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 shaft.
Vroom, 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 vroom. Like Peppa Pig down there, aren't you?
It curls as well.
Crack black pepper.
And then you're done, aren't you? Flush, you're away.
Flush, you're away, sorry.
A minute a time.
Do you trim your pubes over the toilet?
I sort of teabag the toilet, yeah.
Disgusting.
Excuse me, no, it's not.
Can I just change
the technique? Is actually over the toilet like that.
Are you facing the front? Are you facing outwards or are you facing toward the...
I've got TikTok on the toilet.
The cistern. What are you timing yourself?
No, what on TikTok? I'm live. Just fucking catching up on like some mad videos. I have no idea why I'm watching. Over the toilet like that. I don't work for them anymore. And then as soon as it's done, you need to clean up a little bit around the rim of the toilet,
yeah.
And then make sure all the hairs there, flush, send a bit.
Really?
Why do you do it?
I just like to do it on waste ground. They're like an old quarry or something. Nothing
then
like it.
Where'd you put it?
Well, I do it over a black bin liner, and then I roll that up, put a stamp on it, and just post it. I just do it in the shower.
That's going to be our first line of merch, isn't it?
What have I been up to this week? Great question. I've spoken to a friend of yours, actually. You don't know about this.
No. What friend is it? It's not Andy.
It's not Andy, no.
Thank fuck for that.
What would Andy have told me?
A lot.
Really?
Don't get involved with Andy.
Now, I spoke to your friend Tom Cooney.
Oh.
Who said he had a gift for you. He said he's been meaning to give you this for a long time. And he didn't. He keeps forgetting to give it to you all the time. So what he did is he gave it me.
I know exactly what it is. What he did there's is a reason why I keep ignoring him.
And he gave it to me, and I've brought it with me onto the show, and we're going to try it out today.
Yeah, I'm fully up for it.
Here it is. This is Elemi Hair Building Fibers, okay? Full hair instantly for fuller, thicker, natural-looking hair. Now,
he bought me this 2 years ago.
He bought me this a long time ago, so thank you very much, Tom, for bringing this in. I'm sorry that it had to go the way it did. Release.
Oops, sorry, that went better in the edit.
I'll try that again, 3, 2, 1.
So, for the audio listeners, it is a sort of rectangle box. Mm-hmm. There's pictures of what looks like sperm.
It's not sperm, it's follicles, but it does look like sperm.
It looks like sperm.
Yeah. So what this is one of those fuller, thicker, natural-looking hair. Because you've spoken to me in the past about a potential want for a hair transplant.
It's coming.
It's like winter. It is coming. It's like winter, right? What I think this would do is give the audience and yourself a look at what a potential hair transplant could do for you on a permanent basis.
This is going to get
3, 2, 1. Release. There we go. It's dropped. So basically, I've got a little tub here. And inside of it is all natural, non-toxic, textured solution for thinning and balding hair. I'm going to come around to you now. Thank you very much to Tom Cooney for this. I'm going to apply some of this to your hair. And this is what you will look like if you do decide to go
to Istanbul.
To Istanbul. So let me.
Or one of the weirder regions of Turkey that do offer slight cheaper alternatives.
Ankara.
Yes, Belek.
So I'm just going to apply. So you talk to the listeners.
Be careful up there, please.
Yeah. Not
much fucking going on.
Okay, so I'm just going to apply some of the.
What is it? Like, whoa, man, what's going on here? Black dust.
It's not black dust.
Is this someone's ashes?
No, stay still. We've got to get it in the front because that's where we're really losing.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. Right, so for the audio listeners, Joe's currently stood above me, shaking far too much on.
No.
Is like how I salt my tea.
It's not assault your teeth. No wonder you got high cholesterol. Fucking hell.
That was a joke.
I think it's this front bit here that we need to.
Oh, fuck off about this front bit. That's an online back.
That's the problem area.
This could just be a fucking scam. I think the stuff like this is doing fuck all. Also, does this not have a. Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
What the.
Give us a 360 then.
That's fucking decent.
Right, get some of the back here.
So what do you do? How much is this stuff?
This is cheap.
Maybe we don't need to go to Turkey.
That's incredible.
Turkey in a tin, my man.
Is it? I've had chicken in a tin. That was a bad day.
A bit more on the side of tin. Yeah, this
stop.
Way.
Oh! Just whack me in the corner. Face.
Lean your head back and right. And back, left. Sorry, back and left.
Back and left. Does look good, doesn't it, Ethan?
It looks great.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Joe.
You look so good. You look so good. I can't believe it. What the fuck is this stuff?
Just what's going on?
Wipe your head a little bit. Just the forehead. There's a bit of dusty stuff. Don't push it down. Don't move it around.
Oh God.
It's incredible. Joe, you look amazing.
It's just like someone's coloured my head in.
I know.
Just wipe your head. Not,
why? What's going on?
Because there's just dust on it.
But what happens now?
What happens now is you've got a full head of hair, mate.
Ladies.
Can you believe it? Has this made you more or less likely to go to tea? You could get this done full time. Imagine how good you'd look.
It's not bad, is it?
You look 5 years younger.
I do look good,
you look about 23.
Well, I'm fucking sold. Well, that stuff's good as well, man. Yeah. Keep that going till Christmas.
I'll give you this.
This is away day.
This is LMA. Hair building fibres, full hair instantly.
Thank you.
It wasn't
very much.
Quite instant, but it was quick.
Jesus.
Look at you.
Will it damage my hair in any way?
I mean, come on. That's the last he worries at this point.
Right, thank you very much. We're going to keep this.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Tom Cooney.
It looks a bit mad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention anything to Becky, my partner, when I get home.
See if she says.
Just see if she says anything. And then we wait. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, my.
Have you not got anything else? How's life? You can't take me seriously. I'll tell you what it is. We've got a bigger TV screen behind the cameras. Yeah. That makes it look mad.
Yeah. In real life, you look phenomenal. You look so good.
Ethan, how's your week been, mate?
Wow. Well, I don't think I can top that. I had a bit of a scrap with the bouncer, Saldi, the other day.
You're always getting kicked out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you a bit of a weapon when you're drunk? Are you a bit of a liability? Because a lot of your stories start with you drinking and end with you being a twat. As the old man at the gig can attest.
Yeah, that's true.
But you
made up your friend had leukemia.
Oh shit, yeah, I did say that.
And he just stood outside a toilet laughing at an old man, or clapping in his face.
Oh yes, that was at the Travis concert show, yeah.
Such a weird story. So
repeat this story then, what happened?
So I got picked on basically, Joe, by a big fat bouncer, a very massive bouncer. And I went to Oktoberfest in Fallowfield. Weird place to have it, isn't it?
Nice. What, 265 or something?
256, but around the corner from there, Plattfield Parks had a big tent in there, and it was a big beer festival. They tried to make it look all German. People dressed up as like those classic German beer ladies and men, you know,
yeah,
the kind,
yeah,
of
yeah,
thing.
In the Lederhausen, Hosen.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So anyway, had a couple of steins, right?
Oh, Jesus, they're big as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I only had one meal all day, right?
Which
was a KFC mega bucket thing for one. Mighty bucket for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the one. So I scrammed that.
Did you look at me and go, yeah, you know the one? That's fucking tight.
To be fair, you have brought in two things from KFC as your 9 out of 10.
You scrammed a KFC just then.
Right, nice. Carry anything.
So had a few beers, had a good time with everyone, bit of a dance and all that. And then I got a bit drunk, a bit quicker than I thought I was going to because of the lack of food in my body, you see. So I then wander outside with my stein. And I don't think you're supposed to do that. Well, in fact, you're not supposed to do that. But anyway, people were. So I went around and socialised with my friendship group, all in a circle, right, with our steins here, having a little chat. And then a big fat bouncer comes over, grabs me drink, and I just won't let go. This is like almost like a full stein. I'm not losing this. So he keeps pulling me around.
Why didn't you go back in with it?
Well, this is like outside in the front, and I'm with everyone else who have all got their drinks, remember, but he's picked on me because I'm the 5'6" man, and all my mates are 6 foot, so he's not going to go there or attack the girls, is he? So he's like swinging me round, and I'm just holding on to this. Honestly, we're just spinning around in circles, and I'm just
off the floor, just spinning around like a kid with his dad, like that. Spinning you around, holding so on to the pile, like, whoa! Don't you see like someone doing a tug of war with a pit bull, and they're just spinning it around in the air? You have the Steiner just swinging it around his head, like that.
I'm so spoiled.
Well, I wasn't going to be bullied, Joe. I wasn't going to be bullied, so I then get to the point and shout at him, go on then, hit me if you want. You're not getting this stein until you hit me. And then he just looks at us, like glares at us like he's about to hit me and take me up on the offer. But he just shoulder barged me and threw my drink all over the floor. And then my mates got involved, held him back, pushed him back. And obviously when you've got your 6 foot mates around you, you feel a little bit hard. And I don't usually give verbal abuse, you see, but since I was a little bit hammered, I was letting him know that he was a fat wanker and he needs to lose weight and to be better at his job, which I felt it's horrible. And I apologised to the bouncer for that, Drew.
What, at the time?
Oh, he was a dick to me, but I shouldn't have given it back
way. How did you get kicked out, I guess?
Well, I was already outside, I guess, so, I just got told to fuck off. But then I got in the taxi, didn't I? I got a taxi. And he drove past the bouncer. So I said, one second, mate, let me put the window down. And I go, you're a fat wanker.
you're a fat wanker.
That's so bad.
And it's wrong. And I don't want anyone to, like, think that I'm
that
kind of person.
I think there'll be copycats. Yeah, I think there'll be people who film themselves calling bouncers fat wankers and getting their head
kicked. That's insane. So what time of the night are we talking? Like, would you have to go in early than everyone else?
Like everyone got kicked out. I think it was only on till like maybe 11:30 or 11 or something.
Ah, that's all right then.
You're an absolute
fucking animal, isn't he?
Liability on the night out.
I throwed up so much as well. It really got to us. Apparently, headbutted the cupboard, Adam said. He's got a video of me lying on the floor holding my head because I just nutted it, apparently. I don't
recall. Can we put that in the podcast?
Yeah, can we put that in?
Jesus Christ, Ethan.
Hopefully it's there. Right, well, that's our week's been.
Well done. What's next, Joe?
You're still used to my hair.
I can't get over it. You look like you're doing a bad Phil Foden impression.
It does look bad. Oh, it does,
it looks
it?
Great, though. Look how full it is.
It's just the back of my head.
Just for me.
You need to just see if I do it when I go out filming, can you actually see the dust?
I think there's a lot of people on TV who are wearing that. If anyone wants to watch the first series of The American Office, Steve Carell has got a visible dust line on the right.
Does he?
Yeah. A lot of TV actors are getting filled in regularly.
Like that bouncing that he did. Fucking on his way.
Will it make you... Sorry, does it make you, like, sneeze and that? Because I'm allergic to dust, so I don't think I could do that if I begin to lose hair.
What do you mean you're allergic to dust?
Yeah, it makes me asthmatic and sneeze. So, like, if I had that on my hair, would it make me sneeze?
Probably, yeah.
What kind of dust, like?
Just, like, house dust.
You know, like, your typical dust. You run of the mill dust.
I didn't know you were allergic to dust.
Yeah. Are you going to use that against me? Like,
No.
We ain't got anything planned in terms of dust.
No. Going to sabotage you with dust.
Absolutely not.
I love that if that bouncer just wants to beat you up, he just lock you in a very dusty room.
I would have sorted him out.
Locked him in Newcastle's trophy cabinet if you wanted a dusty room. Unlucky pal.
There's a surprise guest, isn't it, for the live show, that bouncer.
Yeah, that bouncer to just kick the shit out of Ethan. Zap. Make sure you, if you are coming along, we're going to be trying to get the audience involved, so keep your emails peeled.
Yes.
That's not a thing.
Also, agony bounce on the email, please. Yeah. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Please get in any queries or any questions you've got for us and the team here. We'll try and figure it out.
If you're in a pickle, in a muddle, you need our help, you need some advice, SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com. Send it in and we'll read it out.
Right, Joe, I'm very excited. It comes to you to bring forward the 9 out of 10 club. This is because, which is going to change, by the way, I used to review food and not be able to slag it off, but I can slag food off now.
Can you?
Yeah. Don't have to be positive about
anything. Neutrality's gone.
Could do a great review.
The 9 out of 10 club is where we bring in a food or drink each week and declare it 9 out of 10. And we have to convince the other two to agree with us and allow it in the 9 out of 10 club.
I don't know what's going to happen.
My food this week is... Sometimes on this show, we brought in foods that we have to sort of think, is that a 9 out of 10? What is a 9 out of 10 in my life? What do I like? Something you have to dig deep and really think about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kimchi was one where I thought, I do love kimchi. Actually, I might think it's not. This food is a certainty for me. I used to have a conversation with my flatmate.
I don't know if this is Ethan.
I used to have a conversation with my flatmate where we would talk about things that were like perfect foods, we'd call them.
Yeah.
Which was maybe a precursor to the 9 out of 10 club.
It was.
Perfect foods.
It's always been there, hasn't it?
It's always been there, bubbling under the surface. And one thing that was always on my list of perfect foods is a food that I probably had almost every Saturday morning before football for 10 years in a row.
Jeez.
It is a food that is... For me, a perfect food. Simple, quick, cheap, can be made on a budget, on any budget. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the greatest breakfast of all time. Beans on toast. Now, what I've got here is beans separate because I didn't want to pre-bean and soak up the soggy bread. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to administer the beans live on the show.
Beans on toast.
Beans on toast. One of...
This is your favourite, isn't it?
This is unreal. I've been wanting to do this since week one.
Beans and toast is...
It's fucking amazing. So here we have the Warburton's White. Toasty in the orange bag. You know the one.
Yeah, yeah.
On top of that.
Where's the cheese?
Huh?
Where's the cheese?
What do you mean?
Where's the cheese?
What do you mean? Where's the cheese?
Where's the cheese?
Well, does that make it worse if there's no cheese?
Beans and toast with cheese on is good, isn't it?
Is it better than beans and toast without cheese?
Even.
It's better with the cheese, Joe.
Is it?
No!
Yes! Let it rain, baby! Lucky it brought cheese in, isn't it? Now we're talking!
Too right! Oh, get in. And that wasn't even planned.
You didn't know that, did you? Here we go then, right?
Right, get it over here. There's no question about it now.
Go on, let's slice this bad boy in half so you can...
Come on, Ethan, leave it on the wires. You know the drill.
Pick it up. Get off of that, Dan, you absolute
Jesus,
shop
watch
hole.
Out, though.
So I'm going to tell a bit about beans on toast now. I'm going to reveal a couple of home truths here. Sorry about this, I'm getting my hands involved. Right. Doing a nine. Jesus Christ, there we go. So you got half each.
The audio listeners, he's thinking a lot.
It's Heinz beans, Drew.
Now,
they don't care.
On this instance, it is Heinz beans. What I will say, I think the best tinned beans are Branston beans. I think they're the best beans you can get. However, I appreciate that that's not everyone's favourite, and the classic is the Heinz bean. Now, it is so simple. The ease of which it's created has to be taken into account. It's stunning. It's got everything you need. It has got protein. It's got carbohydrates. It's got vitamins. It's got minerals. It's got a bit of sweet. It's got the crunch. It's got the cream, the dairy, the cheese. It has got everything. I'm going to take a bite.
You crack on. Beans on toast. Now, when Joe brought that out of the plate, it was looking good. The trouble for me was going to be, is it an 8.5? Is it a, you know, is it creeping to the 9 out of 10 club by itself? The addition of the cheese makes my clarity of that dish completely different. And I'm not saying I don't like beans and toast just by itself, but what gives it the little va-va-voom is that little bit of cheese, that little bit of saltiness that the cheese adds to it. Just a little bit extra, isn't it?
It's...
I don't think our minds are anywhere to be, you know, we don't need to be worried in any way. I don't know Ethan James's take, though, on beans on toast.
Well, I think when we saw the cheese come out there, it really won my heart over. It shows I'm an easy man to please, but that can be a good thing at times.
At times?
What times?
Just like... you know, when you just presented beans and toast and that, yeah. I don't...
Or in the bedroom?
I guess, well, you know me.
I need to write, ask Ethan down just off that chat. Carry on.
Move that teetotal, sorry.
Sorry, to continue, yes, I think it's brilliant, Joe. The things I would suggest maybe is adding a little bit of salt and pepper as well to the beans.
Okay,
I can see that, a bit of pepper. What I don't mind is a little bit of Worcester sauce, a little bit of brown sauce maybe.
Yes.
All these things add to it. But I think the meal itself is such a staple. It's genuinely top quality.
Yeah.
That creaminess of that butter, the richness, crisp of the bread.
The bread was really good as well, by the way.
I saved myself by not putting the beans on until delivery, didn't I?
Yeah. Could have been a disaster.
Joe, for you... It's beans on toast with cheese in the 9 out of 10 club.
It is one of those where I really had to think about just beans on toast. It nearly got in there. But the addition of the cheese has moved that dish straight into the 9 out of 10 club. It was honestly perfect. Come on. Like you say, it's there. If you've got a partner, a tin of beans can do both for you. Yeah. And it's only like, what, 80p, a quid if you go for the Heinz ones. But if you just go classic own brand, it's still the fucking same.
Excuse me, Aldi's own beans, great.
Yeah, so you can get great dishes for cheap. So, 100% for me, 9 out of 10.
That's 2 out of 3, Ethan James.
Well, Drew, obviously I mentioned the additions of a bit of season might have sweetened the deal for me, but... And also, it makes me very bloated, beans and toast.
What do you mean, you get the farts?
I just get a big old like stomach and I can't really shift it. Same with the cheese on top because I'm lactose intolerant.
Shit, I can't believe we just celebrated the added ingredient that Ethan's allergic to.
I put a sprinkle bit of dust on it as well. That's not going to help my chances.
Are we allowed salt and pepper? That's fine.
Pepper's basically dust.
Yeah, you just fucking pick and choose what you...
It makes you sneeze a little bit, I guess. Anyway, but despite all that, I eat many things that make me ill because I don't want to let that get in the way of my life and my enjoyment. So, beans and toast is in the 9 out of 10.
Yay!
Favourite meals. Thank you so much. Everyone at home, just this Saturday, start your weekend with beans on toast with cheese on it. And for a top tip, cook the beans on low heat for a little bit longer. Boil some of that water away, get them a bit thicker, so they're not making your bread quite as soggy. There's a little top tip there.
Becky's gone a bit odd with these. She calls them cowboy beans.
What's that?
They're all right. She basically puts like peppers through them.
Peppers?
Like red peppers with a little bit of like paprika and that. It's not that great, but she's gone through her phase. Sometimes you can't argue. You gotta go with it.
You're going through the phase of doing your own hair. Putting black pepper on the top of your head.
Yeah. I wonder if I can get away with this. Often.
Can I just say, you've seemed so much more confident, just light of being, since you put that hair pepper on.
Oh, what a day.
I think we need to get you a hair transplant, and we need to do it for the Patreons.
So fucking, that's a bigger Patreon.
You know Peter K. Nan Wants a Bungalow tour?
That's what our tour should have been called.
Joe needs a hair transplant tour.
Joe needs a hair transplant.
Oh, I've got an idea.
One.
Why don't we just shave all the hair off your back? We'll just stick it on your head.
Yeah, that's true. It could. I'd be quite. That's a lot of hair on my back.
Yeah.
I'd be quite like.
That's getting waxed next week, by the way.
I'm ready for it. I want to lie down here.
I've got the waxer sorted. With
an apple in my mouth. Oh, professional, yeah.
Professional waxer.
I'm excited. What's he got? What's his name? Do they go by? Sorry.
I don't know. It's just like wax.com.
Ethan, pull it up.
No.
Pull up, Ethan. What's wax.com? Right, should we become not friends for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And take on... What score is it, by the way? 5-4?
No.
It fucking is.
It's not. I think it's 6. No, it's... We'll work it out. We'll put it on the screen.
Ethan, I think it's 5-4.
No, I think it's 5-3 because last week...
No, I've definitely won. Last week, I sure remember you looking me in the eyes going, 6-3 is so much different.
I think I did 5-4. Say that. I think it might be 5-4.
You're still winning. I think it's 5-4. If we made a mistake, we'll put it in the edit, but
I think it's 5-4. 5-4.
Right, Ethan James, oh, you have got another sloptastic round?
This week, and it's continuing a theme of today, you'll not believe it. I've wrote this, Drew versus Drew, and the topic today is the history of cheese.
Oh, wow. Yes, please. Did I do a COVID lockdown 2-hour cheddar Zoom chat with a professional cheesemaker in 2020? Yes, I did. Does that put me at a 1-0 advantage?
Who did you do that with? Who did you do?
So my mum bought each of us in the family. Do you know when COVID happened and people were just spending money on any old malarkey? And I say that like it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, but it's something that we would never have done otherwise. Yeah. I got a hamper of cheese in the mail. Like 12 different cheddars.
Wow.
Yeah. And we sat for 2 hours with a bloke talking us through all types of cheddar.
Really?
Tasting, chatting, cheddaring.
How many questions are on cheddar?
I don't want to give it away, but I don't think any are.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So he's advantage back to him then, because he's eating more flavoured poutine.
No. Right, let's go. Let's go, Ethan. I'm ready for this.
Here we go. On the history of cheese.
History of cheese.
The earliest evidence of cheese making harks back to 5500 BCE and is found in what country?
5500 what?
What?
BCE.
5500 what?
Oh,
word
sorry,
is that?
5500 BCE.
Wow.
For cheese.
Okay, so 5500 BC.
Yeah, it says E on the end. Does that affect anything, Drew?
Oh, Christ, evolved. Right, ready? What have you got?
That's one of the most profound things you've ever said, by the way. Not only are you admitting that Christianity is true, but you're also against the creationist theory that evolution never happened. Quite profound, that. Very good.
Right, I've got my country. This is one of those questions we're never going to get it right.
5000 BC.
Yes, BCE, by the way, means before the Common Era.
Oh.
People who don't believe in Christ, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good
Sinners,
point.
Sinners, other words for them.
I'm going to go with a slightly left-field answer here.
Mine's going to stun you.
I've gone one.
Iraq.
I've gone a similar part of the world. I've gone Turkey.
The answer is Poland.
Ooh, we both went early civilization Mesopotamia type.
I can't believe Poland was a country.
It's in what is now that is called Poland.
Okay. Yeah. So, if you'd have said the Ottoman Empire, you probably would have got a point.
Yeah, go on. The next one.
The next question two, still 0-0. In what object was the world's oldest existing cheese found? It's approximately 3,000 years old.
In what object?
Yeah.
Is it Joe McGrath's gob? If you went, do you know where you have to go to the library? You have to wear the gloves. They show you the world's oldest cheese, and the camera just pans away for a second and pans back to the lap.
I've no idea.
Joe, have you put the world's oldest cheese in your mouth?
Yeah.
No.
Delicious, though. I bet it was delicious.
It was 7 hours. Still
a
melting.
A bit of fucking pickle. I've gone. What? Wait, you go first.
Have you written yours
down?
Yeah,
I've written mine down.
You go first then.
No, you go first.
I don't believe you've written it. I've put amber.
What are you talking about?
In amber, like, do you know how things get preserved in amber? Like a fly or whatever.
I put in a cave.
The answer is an Egyptian tomb. Oh.
No, you don't get a tomb.
A fucking cave.
No.
Hold on. Not. Ethan, you've got to be fair and real on some of these.
Don't say fair and real.
A cave slash Egyptian tomb is nearly there. A fucking traffic light.
If you said like a coffin, I might have given you.
Yeah, a tomb is man-made.
Yeah, it was staring us in the face.
You're really not far off, I'll be honest. You're a lot closer than me, but you're still wrong.
Right,
Oh, you're very close.
I was close.
But you're wrong.
Some say caves are just Egyptian tombs.
Love that. Like who says that?
The people in Buxton. There's got a big cave up there.
They say that, do they?
I've been there. I forgot. The Egyptian's been here.
Go then, Egypt.
You fart then.
It's the beans.
Next question. What country does feta cheese originate from?
Feta cheese. One of the best things to say in the Geordie accent. Can we hear it one more time, Ethan, the question?
Yeah. What country does feta cheese originate?
Right, have you gone for the obvious answer?
Yeah. Have you?
I might change mine then.
No. What have you gone for?
Greece.
I've gone for Greece as well.
It's Greece. Well done.
I was going to go for Cyprus.
That's halloumi.
Ah! That's question number four.
I hope it's not.
What country does halloumi know?
A bit of comedy.
Lovely bit of comedy there, well. Ethan. Yeah. Is everything okay? It's not like you, that.
Nice. Question four. In 1546, who invented the myth that the moon is made of cheese?
In what?
In 1546, who invented the myth that the moon is made of cheese?
Got it. You wrote someone down?
I've written it down.
Shakespeare.
I've put Shakespeare as well.
The answer is John Heywood in the Proverbs of John Heywood.
Fucking hell, that question was very much kill me now. Why did that crop up? Cheese is
it's
such
nice. A... That's a good fact, though.
All right.
The moon is made of cheese.
Who's John Heywood?
I think he's... He used to present on Six Music, didn't he?
Yeah, he's
Drive Time.
A poet.
Or Late Nights.
Next question.
Don't send me driving.
In 2014, how many tons of whole cow milk were produced? The closest gets it correct.
Oh, shoot me the fucking
head. How many tons of milk in the world were produced in the whole year?
Yes.
Why 2014 as well?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the earliest I could get this information from.
So we need to know how many, is it gallons?
Tons of whole milk in the world. Jeez. I could give you an easier question if you hate it.
No.
In the whole world? Are you sure it's the whole world, Ethan?
The whole world.
Right. No.
Tons, yeah?
Yes, tons.
I've gone for a big number here. I think I've gone silly.
And the closest, by the way, takes it because we're drawing.
I've wrote mine down. I'm going to stick with it. What have you put?
You go first this time.
I've put something mad.
I've put something catastrophically.
100 million.
I've put 800 million.
Well, you're both fucking miles out. But one of yous is closest.
Oh, it's you, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
The answer is 18.7 million, which means Joe McGrath levels it.
I feel tight on you there, because that question was wild. So sorry, Joe. Awful feeling this, isn't it? Can't believe it.
I lost fair and square.
What do you mean? Oh, the whole world, there was only 18... Oh, I suppose that's quite a lot, isn't it?
It's not really, though. Because when you think, you get a 2 litre in the supermarket, that's 2 kilograms.
So yeah, but that could be semi-skimmed.
Yeah, but 500 of them is a ton.
Yeah, that's true. But
I reckon one cow does that in a year,
maybe
a ton
it's
a year.
Is that like the UK?
I hope I'm correct. You make me doubt myself.
Surely there's a billion cows in the world, dairy cows.
Is that a song?
Broken
hearts in the world. Right, should we finish off some Ask Ethans?
Yeah, I'm stunned. I can't believe it's back at 5. I might have to spend 24 hours in a fucking McDonald's with this boy.
Yeah.
Man, sorry, Ethan. I took it out on you and I'm mad at him.
Just to confirm, it is the world. And it says that with the United States accounting for 29% of it, which is 5.4 million of the world, and then Germany follows France and Italy.
Wow. Some people don't drink cow milk as well. There's cow is sacred in some parts of the world.
That's true. Lucky for you. Ask Ethan's.
Ask Ethan's. Ethan, would you ever consider wearing a cock ring?
Oh, that's nice.
What do they do?
What don't they do?
You know what a cock ring does.
I don't.
I actually don't really know what it does.
It sort of goes around it and vibrates.
What turns the whole thing into a sort of bike pump? that is
you don't cover it up. Oh. The thing just sort of goes over it. Like
have you used one before?
Like you put in, I mean, they might have adventured now and again.
Really?
Like you put in one of those beat bullying bands on when you're in year six.
Yeah. Say no to racism.
You just put it down. What?
So are you telling me that you're in the scene?
I was in the scene maybe 5 years ago, but I quickly got out of it.
How quickly? Because I was
sometimes
stuck in it.
Sometimes the ring wasn't exactly the loosest thing going. I'm not saying that. I think any man would have struggled putting it in there. And by the end of it, it looked like Barney the Dinosaur. Was that purple? It's like, fucking hell. No kids around, God. Though.
No. Barney can be your friend too. If you just make believe him. So that's Joe's cock for you.
No, sure, man. Would you give it a go, Ethan?
What, you're knobbing a cock ring?
You can if you want, but I mean, your own knob.
Well, after hearing it all get choked and go all purple, oh, I feel like I don't want to have it anymore.
I'm surprised you've never done it.
No, I've never done that.
You've got a mad past.
You keep saying this like
have
I'm
you,
fucking...
Have you ever worn anything
like
down
I'm,
there?
Fucking what's it called?
Have you ever worn anything down there?
Have I ever worn anything down there? Like what, a Punch and Judy show? A little puppet.
You explained to us at the start of this pod that you take about an hour and a half to trim your pubes.
Yeah, I'm wearing barely anything down there. That's the whole point.
So you
looks like
wear,
a freshly tarmac motorway.
Ring.
Nah, no need to. If you need to shake it about a bit, put it in a fucking Dulux paint mixer. Do you know what I mean?
Jesus.
Don't get a ring around it.
We don't all have one of them in our gaffs, do we? All right, that's fascinating. Question for us all on our Instagram page. Yeah. I forgot the name, so I apologise. He wanted to ask Ethan, could be all of us though, what's the best sandwich?
Mm. Oh, it's an excellent question. I guess I have to go off my history of having meal deals. And I don't really know because I mix it up.
Fucking hell.
Talking himself out of an answer. You go first then while he's fucking unpicking what he's just said there.
Every elite sandwich for me has to have crisps in it. If that's in the sandwich or you whack them in yourself. There's nothing like getting a meal deal and fitting four or five of your crisps in that bad boy.
Yeah.
Do you not agree?
Yeah, but tell us what the sandwich is then.
I'm kind of with Ethan. If I had to pick a meal deal sandwich for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. Do you know what? Sometimes, I mean, right now, thinking about it, could be a prawn cocktail.
It's radical.
But from the meal deal section.
That's upsetting.
Because the best sandwich in the world is probably one like from like Italy or... Fat Pat's is technically a sandwich. That was nice.
That was great.
But if we're going meal deal route, I have all the selection there. You want something a bit saucy, don't you?
Yeah.
Like a chicken and stuffing's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
They used to do a chicken stuffing and bacon, but I think the rising costs have cancelled that one out.
Yeah.
Sainsbury's also did a ham hock one as well. Do you ever have that?
No. You've gone now. You've gone to another world.
Prawn mayo.
Sometimes when you start talking about food, you disappear.
Prawn mayo with maybe salt and vinegar squares. Fit them bad boys in. Mm. Munch off your head.
Happy days.
If we're sticking to meal deal only...
Ethan's got an answer, by the way. He's fucking gagging
can't
to
wait.
Get it
if
out.
If we're sticking to meal deal only, I'm a value for money man. Catch me with the triple. The cheese triple. Catch me with that all day breakfast. Do you know
is
mean?
That triple?
It can be tripled in certain stores, yeah.
A triple brekkie?
Yes! Well, that's why it's all day, because it takes you fucking 6 hours to eat it. But I'm going value for money every time. What annoys me...
But over flavour. This is your dream.
I can add flavour myself. Frank's hot sauce on the side, no matter what.
What
if I'm going flavour first, I'm probably going to go, and this is a radical choice, and I'm sorry, Ethan, if I'm going to ruin your limelight here, because this is something you introduced me to. But the pulled beef and Red Leicester...
This was my answer.
The pulled beef and Red Leicester meal deal from Tesco is fucking great.
Pulled beef and
pulled
Red
beef,
Leicester?
Red Leicester. I think it comes with mayo and a caramelised onion chutney.
Oh,
it is so good. It's so good, isn't it, Ethan?
Oh, well, me and Drew once had a really lovely meal deal experience together where we all got the same meal deals.
Yeah.
Me, Drew and Callum. We got the... Was it the McCoy's prawn cocktail crisps?
The
true?
McCoy's, it was spicy king prawn or Thai king prawn.
Oh, yeah.
Carry on.
It was lovely. And then, obviously, I was hyping up this pulled beef and Red Leicester cheese sandwich for some time. And eventually, everyone got involved in it. And just seeing the community that I brought to everyone here and
nice.
How much we enjoyed it.
We were just
buying
it, just laughing because it was so nice.
Oh,
it was so good.
Lovely.
So, their meal deal, that, definitely.
Perfect. Well, that's me done, over and out.
You say that. You told us the other day on a group chat that you ate 4 takeaways on Friday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I did.
We have to talk about that because that is that is Elvis Presley in his final days.
First thing I'll say is I didn't eat every single takeaway. And by the end of it, you were lucky if you got 2 bites out of me because I was flagging. Place number one I went to, your friend of mine, Levy B.
Oh,
Levy's Bakery. Wow, what a reception.
What a reception.
Oh, mate, they got the whole team out.
Really, like, take photos. That when they came back together.
I'm sure it is. Have you not put the photo in the group chat?
You did, yeah, but we're going to put it in the podcast as well. If I,
yeah, and then...
Look at that picture. They love
it. They love it, so that was great. Went to a place in Stockport called Rack. Big shout out to the Rack boys.
What is it, rib place?
Huh?
Rib place?
No, sandwich place.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it? They've started a lasagna toasty.
No.
Very good. Mm. Review coming soon, Food Review Club. That Tzatziki was a Greek place.
That Tzatziki.
That Tzatziki.
I love a restaurant with a pun name.
Very good.
One of my favourites. There's a couple. Just for Laughs, which was a falafel place that was also just hilarious to be in there.
Yeah.
My other favourite, in the style of Only Fools and Horses logo, Only Foods and Sauces.
Oh, that's nice.
Not bad, is it? And my personal favourite, there is a mobile fish and chip shop, I think in Bolton, that is Elvis themed.
You sell mobiles and fish and chips?
No, it's on wheels.
Oh.
Chip shop on wheels, right? If you can guess what it's called, I'll give you a quid. Elvis themed mobile fish and chip shop, the greatest food shop pun in history.
I'm thinking hound dog. You got anything?
I'll give. Should I tell you?
All shook up. All shook.
I like that you're really trying for this. Can I tell you what it's called?
Yeah.
Cod in a trap.
Oh god, it was so obvious as well. It was scary place. Can I ask people to get involved in this? I mean, I know we've got the drags of the listeners now. We've got to this bit, but if there's a shop that sells two very completely opposite things,
yeah.
So like I just said, mobiles and fish and chips,
yeah.
Because there's an example that's coming to mind. I need to think about it more, and I'll bring it back next week.
Wow.
Just it sells two very completely different items.
Right.
But if you've got anything like that near where you live, let's get involved in that, because okay. I'd like to highlight those businesses.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to go. Should we go? Should we wrap this one up?
Yeah.
Wrap this bad
boy
up.
It's been a great day. A successful entry to 9 out of 10 Club. We've sold out all the tickets for the live show. Thank you once again to everyone who is coming along. We're going to make sure it's a very, very special event. If you aren't a patron already and you've got this far in the podcast, you bloody better be. Head over to patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's Podcast. Send in your agony bants. Send in your questions, your queries, your Ask Ethans to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.
Oh, any ideas as well? Because we think we might do a live Halloween special. Or a Halloween special, but what should we do?
A spooktacular.
If we did something live on the 31st, which is a Monday, it's a pretty boring day, isn't it? Yeah. But if we could spice things up a bit.
Live stream.
What would you want us to do?
We'll sort something out, don't worry about that. Yeah. Thank you for joining us for the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Thank you, Ethan, for writing questions that were so difficult that Joe is now tied with me in Joe versus
yes,
Joe.
Please.
Well done, Joe, for eating 4 takeaways on Friday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
Oh. Bye.